A lot of guests to talk with, and one of them is sitting right in front of us now. It's Debbie Pillavent, the Elyria Public Library, the Elyria Public Library System, just down which direction?
Over there, right?
Well, you're just pointing what way? That way.
Oh, we're going that way?
Outward?
You want to go north? Are we north?
Other way.
Is it this way?
Yeah, it must be that way.
South?
Oh. Somewhere like that.
Oh, yes.
Somewhere around
we're
here.
Totally turned around.
Well, you got this location for lunches. The workers at the library can
well,
stop
that's,
by. Well,
that's
here.
Absolutely true. And I know some of them have already tried, and they recommend it highly.
So, you know.
So there you go.
Different restaurants come and go, and you're losing a favorite place. Here's a new one for people to come by, the old TGI Fridays, now the Midway Diner here tucked a little bit back on the in the parking lots of the Midway Mall. But Debbie joins us to talk about imagine the possibilities. This is sort of a new image then for the library, right?
In some ways, yes, maybe a little bit more clarification. 5 years ago, our tagline was unlimited possibilities. And if you notice, there's a lot of possibilities out there on a lot of different taglines for a lot of different brands. However, we wanted to take it a little bit further and say, imagine the possibilities, because a library can do that for you today. You know, we're not just books. We're not just a book warehouse. We have loads and loads of technology, lots of entertainment, pre-literacy skills, workshops. We have a business and career center. You know, we're kind of the best resource in town, and it's all free. And we just thought it would be a really great idea to promote ourselves in that way, because when people walk through our doors, they come through maybe with one idea, and they sit down and they talk with one of our librarians, excuse me, and, well, you just never know where it's going to go. So it's unlimited, and we can imagine.
You might even find yourself in a book club. I notice here you have one called The Killer Lunch Bunch Mystery Book Club.
Oh, and let me tell you.
Great name.
That is a hot group. They come in, brown bag it, and, you know, they talk about all those great classic mystery stories. It's, you know, they just have a blast every month.
We also thank the library for being a sponsor of the WEOL Scholastic Games. And
yes.
It's on the air tonight as well. I think it's Brookside and the Hammer Steel might be there.
Ooh,
as
that's
well.
My
and I don't know if you've worked
mater.
Out the logistics. Last time I had talked, I had left something that maybe they might be doing some of the programs from the library, depending on
it's very possible
how that might be working. So you never know what kind of things take place at the library, because not only you say you just have the shelf and books, but you have places for meetings, organizations come and use the library
yes,
as,
they
a,
do.
As a great gathering place.
Yes, they do. And our if everybody kind of remembers the flood we had, you know, over a year ago now, and the basement was all refurbished, and we have a state-of-the-art technology apparatus, if you will. It looks like there's two big touch screens, and almost gives you the impression that we're going to be doing surgery or something. It's really fabulous. And we've had a lot of nonprofit groups give us a call to come in and have their meetings, their special meetings. But we have meeting rooms available not only at the Central Library on Washington Avenue, but also at the West River Library down the road from here. So we have all kinds of awesome things going on.
You mentioned the flooding. You know, somebody has a flooded basement. That's a headache enough. What was it like in the library?
Came in that morning, and I came in through the back door, and it was all dark in the basement. And I couldn't quite feel. I didn't know that they had not gotten in touch with me yet. I came down those steps. And I was, you know, I've been there for a long time. I thought, well, I can walk down the hallway in the dark. Well, as I stepped down at this one point, it was nothing but water. And I went, oh, my. And the basement at the Central Library is used for storage. It's the only basement that we have in the system and the only place where we do major storage. And anything and everything that was cardboard or paper or even sitting, although we have metal shelves down there, the water was just deep enough to get those bottom shelves of books and play materials and paper just an amazing assortment of items, including wood furniture. And it was just enough because we had oil from the elevator kind of leak in, and oh, it was everywhere, and it was a horrible mess. And unfortunately, just the week before that happened, they had done some refurbishing in the Scheide room, which is our main meeting room. And so they had laid carpet and everything. It was all, none of it could be used. And it took a long time. But we were grateful because the folks in Elyria just came through and just helped us and supported us. And it was wonderful. And well, now it's all cool. Yeah.
We were talking today with Debbie Pillavin from the Elyria Public Library System, looking at the newsletter that you have, all the different things going on here. You have craft days where people do things at the library.
Oh, yes. We have several crafters groups, and that even includes the little ones for story times. There's always a craft for story time because that teaches, you know, small motor development as far and large motor development. You know, so, and people just love to create things out of nothing. We do a lot of recycled art tweens. If you're not familiar with that word, that's kids probably from the age of maybe 10 to 12, maybe even 13.
My tween just turned 13.
Your tween just turned 13.
Right.
Cool.
So she got her teenage card now, and all the responsibility and the the attitude that comes with that.
Yes,
too.
I raised two teenagers. Yeah,
so we're enjoying that part of her growing up now, but obviously the library has a lot for all ages there.
Yes, too. It does. It really, really does.
You know what's cool about this, too, is it takes it March, April, May, and it highlights every program you have, not only, you know, at the branches in Elyria, but also the Keystone.
The Keystone branch as well, yes, because that is all part of our system.
Right.
Right. Oh, yes, we don't forget those folks
now,
out there at all.
Who gets the next chapter newsletter?
The people in our service area,
okay,
which are those who live in the Elyria City School District and the Keystone Local School District. And so we print pretty close to 30,000 of these four times a year. And folks like it because I know, you know, and we'd send out e-newsletters as well, but people like this because they can hang it up on their fridge and look to see what's going on. And that's what folks tell us, and that's why we keep doing it.
Yeah.
It also reminds people that there's certain holidays coming up. Mother's Day, you have listed, you know, things you might. Oh yeah, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
this
yes.
year. It helps us in the next week, or St. Patrick's Day as well. So it just
yes,
keeps people focused on what's going on in the community as well as what they can find at the library, whether they go to the library or access it online as well to get the details of what's out there.
Absolutely, and if you have any kind of a mobile device, you can download all different kinds of things, for free. We now have Zinnia, which is magazines that once you download those, you have them forever. And also Hoopla will be starting here very soon, where you can download music, movies. It's just phenomenal. TV shows, it's just phenomenal.
Changing the way that the people, the content is delivered to the
that's right,
the consumers of
but
the library.
A lot of us still like those books.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hold this in your hand. That way you can flip to the back page and read
yes,
what's going on. It's hard to scroll through the last page unless there's an end button as well. Debbie, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Oh, thank you, guys.
Morning. Debbie Pillavin from the Elyria Public Library System joining us this morning here as we continue with the Spotlight on Elyria. The